Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Demetrius, how are you?
Yes. Oh, wonderful. Loving this weather.
I have to bring in Kevin Wells here because Kevin, Jay Cutler, I just saw, went to court for his DUI. Do you remember that, Demetrius? Jay Cutler got busted last fall.
Yeah, I believe it was.
Yeah, he is pretty liquored up. The picture is fantastic. I mean, talk about a mugshot picture of what appears to be someone very intoxicated. He had a gun in his possession. He tried to talk the other driver after rear-ending them. Hey, take $2,000 and just let me go. And then he tried to flee, but he couldn't get away. He was too drunk. Nonetheless, it looks like he's got to go do 4 days in jail.
That would be correct. What's up, Demetrius, by the way? How's it going?
Hello. Going wonderful. 4 days in jail.
Yeah, 4 days in jail for Cutler, $350 fine and a year of probation. And this was a plea deal he took, so they dropped the weapons charge against him. Obviously, that probably would have carried significant more weight. So he's going to spend a couple more days in jail and get the, you know, heavier charge dropped here. So, yeah, I mean, not good.
I'm laughing because I just can't imagine Jay Cutler having to go through the process and having to do time in jail. The fine is only $350.
Right.
I'm sure his lawyer's like, he'll pay a $50,000 fine if he doesn't have to go to jail.
Yeah, probably, right? I mean, he's got the money to do it. You would think, though, you know, in a lot of these cases that 4 days just seems light, right? Driving drunk and hitting somebody.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
a little absurd and very immature stuff from Jay Cutler. But yeah, 4 days in jail and a fine and probation. So, you know, it's not a slap on the wrist, but it's pretty close to it.
Right, right. Absolutely.
It is very close to a slap on the wrist because,
yeah,
you know, it could have ended.
He could have killed
much
somebody
more horribly.
Yes,
yeah.
It's not. Yeah, you'd like to see them penalized a little bit more, but unfortunately, money and good lawyers and things like that can get you out of almost anything. So,
Well, then also what this shows is that, you know, Jay Cutler, we know, has money for an Uber or a driver.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's what makes me so crazy. Yeah,
yeah. It's not a good deterrence. I mean, 4 days. I mean, yeah, I could see, you know, guys saying, or you know, it's not the right decision, but I could see people saying, "Oh, well, it's not that bad." I mean, it's like even Jay Cutler only got 4 days. I can, you know, why call an Uber?
Yeah, no, he got into an accident. That's the worst part, right? What if he hit him going faster, you know, and really injured somebody? I mean, it's a really bad look, and it's irresponsible. And yeah, the guy with all the money in the world not calling an Uber, there's no excuse for it.
Well, and then trying to buy the driver off and trying to flee and having a gun while you're under the, I mean, all of that.
True.
Yeah, all of that. So, Demetrius, Bill Snyder sent me an email and said, "Hey, I just wanted to let you know that I won the August bet."
Well, August isn't over. So, I will not admit defeat. I won't concede until the last chat is red. The last hanging chat is red. yes, I'm done. I said 7 days of 90 degree days during the month of August. We got five, and it was so quick that I was just walking around bragging. And then this cool regime came, and we're done. We'll be lucky if we make 80 before the end of August.
Yeah.
I planted grass seed this morning, Demetrius. Tell me I'm going to be okay.
You'll be okay, and you might actually get some rain to, you need it to, don't you need rain every day after you plant?
Well, I watered, yeah, but I mean, I'm not going to be seeing 90 degrees over the next 10 days or so.
No, you know what? It hurts me to say that you got this right, and you're going to actually do okay with this.
Say it again, because I love that.
That's how I am with my yard. You know, in the middle of the summer where you have to water it to keep it from being brown, worst yard on the street, but I always think, I'm going to really get them in September or August when I reseed,
right.
and it looks like a football field, you know, almost to Halloween. So that was all. I always felt like the guys who have women who have the wonderful yards come, you know, June. Wait till you see mine in September or late August.
Mine looks like Frankenstein's face with scars tilled up all over the front yard right now. So I'm counting on next spring.
How many 90-degree days did we get this summer, Demetrius?
We're up to, I believe, 27 for O'Hare, which is more than normal. Normal is 17. So I think it's around 27 for both, but I don't think it's done. I mean, there's no reason to believe we won't have 90-degree days coming for September. And oftentimes a cold regime like this is because of warm air somewhere else. You know, when you talk about climate change, sometimes these extreme, this is not extreme, but these extreme cold spells, whenever you get one, is usually because there's an extreme warm spell in another part of the world, and that's what's lodging the cold air down. So in this case, I think, you know, whenever we get to a point where, you know, cooler than normal for a week or 2 weeks in August, you can pretty much bet that we'll be turning on the air conditioners for the month of September.
Okay. Demetrius Ivory, chief meteorologist at WGN-TV, is with us. And you're saying that there probably are 80-degree days in September.
Oh, yes.
90-degree days before winter arrives.
I believe that 100%. You know, like you said, today, beautiful. You know, I've become a wimp as I got older. 55 to 75, I'm okay with. You know, anything outside of that, it's time to complain. So today, a very nice day. There were some isolated sprinkles out there, but, you know, we still have temperatures in the low 70s. For Labor Day, I got us going up to around 80, so that's good, and still sunny. So, you know, as we get into the month of September, I'm pretty sure that we will be looking at some 90-degree days. Probably not the first week, but soon after that. A lot of times when you're talking about a cool regime in place, there's warm air that's waiting to take its place, and I think that's what's going to happen.
Everybody has cookouts and camping and last-minute trips to Wisconsin or Michigan this weekend. Does it look rain-free?
Yes, it does. We'll see some showers and maybe even thunderstorms late Wednesday night and into Thursday. But then after that, mostly sunny as we get into Friday, Saturday, partly cloudy, maybe Sunday, and then same deal for Labor Day. So we're expecting to see temperatures. Now, they are going to be on the cool side, you know, struggling to get to 70 on Friday, mid-70s on Saturday, upper 70s on Sunday, and then around 80 on Labor Day. So, you know, it's one of those things where it's not that hot Labor Day weekend, but it is at least going to be dry. And I'm going to need help anyway, because, you know, this is the time of the year, I don't know if you remember, where it nails on a chalkboard for me. Summer's over, unofficial ending of summer. Now that summer's over, like, our, you know, we put that in our news copy, right, and it drives me nuts. You know, right. After Memorial Day, you know, I struggle, you know, with that. And then after Labor Day, it's like, no, summer's not over until, you know, the vernal equinox.
You cannot change the minds of people who believe that once the kids are back to school and Labor Day is passed, summer's over.
You can't. You can't. What I have to do is just kind of, I have to get one of those rubber bands to kind of snap myself from saying something whenever someone else says it.
You mean that summer's over next week?
Well, yeah. People will be like, you know, and we'll say that in the news, you know, now that summer's over.
Right. Well.
And I'm sitting there with, turn my mic on. Would you turn my mic on? Because I want to say, no, it's not.
But, I mean, it is, basically.
Oh, my goodness.
Tim from Mount Prospect has a question. He said, why isn't the predicted dew point included in the daily forecast?
You know, I think he emailed me about that.
He's serious about it. He tracked it down here now.
He's serious about it. We show the, when it's pertinent, we show the computer model rendering of the dew point. But think about it. If I put high temperatures, dew points, and low temperatures on a 7-day forecast, you know, there's only so many numbers that the human mind can absorb before, after a while, you know, it just starts to spin. So we don't usually put that. But a lot of times we show the model, which shows the number as you go through. Or if there's a big change in dew points, we will show that. But it's just one of those things where something has to go. And sometimes dew point doesn't really matter that much, you know, when there's not any possibility of rain, when it's not humid. Or, you know, you're not even worried about the difference between the dew point and the temperature outside. It's one of those things that has to go. It's, you know, like, why, right now I wouldn't show the heat index, which would show that we're, you know, it feels like 74. You know, I wouldn't show that right now.
Obviously, we have skated by and have a lull in the hurricane season.
Yes.
But it looks like September might be busy.
Well, September, we're right around the peak here, so typically it's that time of the year where we really get worried. But yeah, we look pretty good. There are a lot of factors that are inhibiting it. There's a lot of dust in the atmosphere, and it really did a good job to extinguish what was a very active wave pattern coming off of Western Africa, but it really just kind of died down. So, you know, you have to take that as a blessing, you know, because, you know, you're right around the peak. What you want is just to kind of, when it comes to hurricanes and tropical storms, you want to get to the end of the season.
But
and this buys us a week.
So, but rain attaches itself to dust, right, to make a raindrop?
Not that much dust.
Okay, that's what I'm wondering.
So yeah, then, like but, a, no, not that. And usually higher in the atmosphere, but when it's lower in the atmosphere, not so much. So it takes a, you know, not like a haboob, you know, not like we came through Arizona.
So is it haboob? Because I looked it up and it said, let me see, like hatch, like Habib. Is it Habib or Haboob? What
it's Haboob.
It's Haboob.
Haboob. And you have to say it like that.
I think it's Haboob when it's coming and it's Habib after it leaves.
So this is crazy. I mean, that looks apocalyptic.
It does. It, you know, it happens sometimes, but oftentimes there. But how about that? I mean, when you see those pictures, I mean, ground stop at the airport there. And I've seen some pictures or some videos from inside it. Zero visibility. You know, on highways, that is just, you know, when you think of the things that we have to deal with, and remember when we had that dust storm, nothing like what they had. Remember, we were cleaning our cars and, you know, all that stuff for days, you know?
Yes.
Can you forecast that?
Yeah, I'm sure out there you could. You know, here, we forecasted it after it started. But if you remember, there were thunderstorms in the forecast that day, and that dust came in and basically just completely extinguished the possibility of a thunderstorm developing. For us, I suspect it's because it's just too heavy to lift, you know, all that particulate matter. But yeah, I don't know if any forecasters out there did forecast it. I hope they did, but either way, it was just it's really interesting to say, well, here's a dust storm coming our way.
One of our texters want to know where you went to college.
The Ohio State University.
Do you remember your parents dropping you off, or did they just send you off that very first freshman year?
They sent me off. me and my college roommate, his grandfather was just a really nice guy, and it was one of those things where, you know, it was like a work day. So he said, "I'll take you." You know, when you're a parent, you think, "Oh, I let that one go." We rode in the back of a pickup to college. Because all our stuff was piled up everywhere. So me and him just lay down in the, it was a covered, one of those with the covers, but
we were laying down
in the back of a pickup.
You're Cleveland, right?
Cleveland, yes.
And so that's like 4 hours?
No, 2 hours. It's a 2 hour drive, but imagine our RA and those people saying, "Oh goodness, who's on my floor
now?" Yeah, here come the hillbillies.
Right, here come these guys, you know, back of a pickup. I had a fish tank and everything back there with fish in it and everything in the back of a pickup. So
someone who signed their text "Achy Bones and Knees in Skokie" wants to know why the barometer readings, especially if they're going up or down, are not shown on the weather forecast anymore.
We show the barometer readings all the time. We don't show the tendency. I show the barometer reading every day, a number of times a day. I don't think anyone who shows currents would not show it. We don't always show the tendency, and it's just because sometimes it's hard to, you know, do you put an arrow up or an arrow down? Sometimes we don't do that, but I usually say it if it's high, like right today it's high, it's 30.2 inches, it's pretty high. So I usually say if it's high or low. You know, it's one of those things where some things have to go. You know, it's not like it used to be, where Tom would get 7, 8, 9 minutes. You know, he was definitely the last of the Mohicans as far as that goes. You know, now it's, you're not going to get those 7 or 9 minutes. You're not going to be able to talk about dew point depressions, or you can talk about if the barometer is rising or falling or things like that. But, you know, I can't tell you the dew point temperature on Labor Day. Something's got to go after that. I got to just, you know.
I like following the temperature in Michigan City. Why don't you give the temperature in Michigan City anymore?
Stop.
We do. You know what I love? I love where people are like, you know, I live in, you know, Mattawa. Why won't you show my town?
Backyard forecast, yeah. Please. Well,
it's like you moved to Mattawa.
You want to do that as a bit. If they gave you 9 minutes, you could do a bit every night called the Backyard Forecast, and you could check in with Blanche in Barrington and give her forecast for her backyard.
Right, and especially on a day where we're talking freezing rain and 38 degrees. Okay, you want your town to be spotlighted? Let's get outside and do a report there. By the way, you have to stand outside 20 minutes before and 20 minutes after, but it's okay.
Okay, we got to let you go. We're up against news time, but give us that forecast for the next couple days.
Tomorrow, we're expecting sunny skies, a chance for rain developing Wednesday night. High temperatures will be in the mid-70s as we get into Wednesday. Thursday, a chance for rain early, mid-70s once again. The weekend, Labor Day weekend, as we unofficially end nothing. It's just another summer weekend. We'll see temperatures climbing into the low 70s on Friday, mid-70s Saturday, upper 70s Sunday, and for Labor Day, the summer holiday. We're up to about 79 degrees. Do you see that? I just won't let it go.
All right. We're watching.
Thank you.